Is it coming home? No. Spain won a record fourth European Football Championship in Berlin last night. They beat England 2-1. It's their second defeat in a row in the Euros final. Here's what some England fans had to say as they left the Olympia Stadion last night.
One team tried to win that game and it wasn't us, sadly. So hopefully we'll win it at Wembley in 4 years.
Next time.
Yeah. Better team won.
Gareth Southgate needs to go. He puts the best players on too late in the game.
We got it, but we were there. It was a good game.
Next time.
Good game.
Joe Rawson was there too, sports editor of Sky News Radio. Hi, Joe.
Morning.
7 wins out of 7. They beat all the big teams. They had the outstanding talent of the tournament in Lamine Yamal. Spain were worthy winners, right?
Yeah, they were, and one of those fans who was speaking outside the stadium alluded to that. I think they played England off the park for the majority of the match, and it was only when Gareth Southgate made the changes around the 60th minute, bringing Ollie Watkins and Cole Palmer on, that England really had a foothold in the game. They were trailing by a goal to nil at the time. Cole Palmer came on, got the equaliser, but then England sat back, went into their shell, and Spain got that late winner through Oyarzabal and lifting a record fourth trophy. They've been the best team throughout the tournament, and it's thoroughly deserved for the Spanish.
Before the tournament, any objective assessment would have had England ahead of Spain, top footballers in the Premier League and La Liga. Did England underperform?
I think they did at this tournament, and that's why questions are being asked about Gareth Southgate's future, which is right, because I think he's had such a long tenure in the job. His record obviously stands up to anyone else who's been in the job. Two finals, another semi-final and a quarter-final. But we haven't seen the free-flowing football that we had hoped for, and some of the players who have been super performers for their clubs throughout Europe haven't been up to the standard that they were throughout last season. So, I think they underperformed. Spain, one of the surprise teams, but from the off, they set down a marker and the only team to win all of their matches at the tournament.
Losing in a quarter-final on penalties, losing to Iceland in the last 16, or losing a final in the dying moments, which is more difficult?
I think they're all difficult. I think this is probably the most difficult to take of all, because it actually felt different for me. The manner that England got through this tournament, it felt that they had the luck with them finally, which they haven't had in previous tournaments. They do have a team of superstars, and despite them not performing at their best, they have produced big moments.
We've seen some great goals.
Yes, exactly. We've seen the Jude Bellingham overhead kick, even the Ollie Watkins finish against the Netherlands. And, of course, they got through a penalty shootout. So, for me, going into the game, I just felt that this time, maybe the universe had England winning. But, on the day, Spain the better team. They win another trophy. And, Gareth Southgate will ponder his future. The FA want him to stay on, but I think he looked at a bit of a shell at the end in the media conference of a man who has been under intense scrutiny and pressure this time around, and it wouldn't surprise me if he steps down.
As an occasion, Joe, compared to the Wembley final 3 years ago, or indeed Miami at the Copa final last night, a huge long delay in that game, which Argentina eventually won. Did the occasion deliver?
I think it did, yeah. The season, the Copa final, absolutely astounding. We saw fans locked out of the gates and some climbing through air vents and things like that to try and get into the stadium. But yeah, it was really well managed. England fans outnumbered the Spanish supporters in the stadium, about 70% of the stadium full of England supporters. But they just know how to put on big events, the Germans, and the police were really good throughout the tournament. There was very little signs of trouble, just a few isolated incidents. And I felt the first big European tournament post-COVID, it did deliver on everything. It had the colour, it had the passion, it had the noise, and it had some of the football as well. We've seen some great moments on the pitch throughout this tournament.
Joe, thanks for speaking to us. Maybe next time, maybe in Dublin. And that's Joe Rawson, sports editor of Sky News Radio.